Are you tired of playing small and ready to step confidently into your greatness and share your unique brilliance with the world? Well, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Sabine Gideon, and I've dedicated nearly two decades to empowering individuals and leaders as they confidently navigate the twists and turns of life and career transitions. If you're seeking direction, connection, or just a little push to play bigger, consider this podcast your VIP pass to a community that genuinely understands your journey. Join me every week for candid conversations and practical guidance designed to help you navigate the challenges of life and business, foster a growth mindset, and cultivate meaningful connections. It's time to embrace your inherent power, define your unique purpose, and prosper in every aspect of your life. Let's get started. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Power, Purpose, and Prosperity. I'm your host, Sabine Gideon, and I'm excited to be here with you this week again as we are actually wrapping up our Navigating Networks series. So if you are completely new to me, I am Sabine Gideon. I am the CEO of Gideon Enterprises, and Gideon Enterprises is a professional development and coaching firm. I am obviously also the host of this podcast, and I'm excited to have this conversation with one of my favorite other podcasters. So much so, I've been on her show twice. So we will give you those details for her show as well. But before we get into that, I want to introduce Linda Yates. She is known as the Image Energizer, and she is a highly sought international keynote speaker, executive coach, author, stylist, and corporate trainer. Linda has produced over 300 educational seminars on helping individuals and businesses uncover, realize, and accomplish their goals. She has motivated over 12,000 individuals representing Fortune 500 companies throughout North America. She's also the author of four different books and the host of Interrupt podcast. And Linda believes that nothing is impossible. So with that, welcome to the show, Linda.
Thank you, Sabine. I am so honored to chat with you again.
Yes.
Very, very honored that you would bring me to your network.
Of course, of course, of course. So before we get in the details, the nitty gritty around branding, around networking, tell us, give us the Cliff Notes version of your career trajectory, what led you to this place. And obviously you're wearing multiple hats now. So what were some of the catalysts to lead to that?
Thank you. Yeah. So my journey basically started out in administration. And then because I kept asking for more and recognizing opportunities of, you know what? I could lead out in that. Let me learn what I need to learn. And so because of that, my journey just kind of just grew from that into a point where I was then directing and leading and responsible for departments in training and education. And throughout my career, one thing that has been kind of the main impetus of me, of my brand, was wherever I worked for, it was always the organization that would say, "Hey, Linda, you tell this story. You get up and you share this story." And maybe it's because I was a cheerleader when I was a kid. I don't know. But I was just always that one that organizations continue to put on the stage to communicate the message of the organization. And so that was really kind of my path. And then in 2013, I pivoted to be a full-time entrepreneur because I knew deep down inside that I wanted to help individuals and organizations really tap into what was possible for them. And so I have been on that journey since then. And currently, you mentioned I'm host of Interrupt, which is all about interrupting the status quo with a women leadership focus in mind, whether you're in leadership or you're looking to step into leadership. That's the focus. But basically, my journey as an entrepreneur is working with individuals and those organizations that are really wanting to step up their leadership skills. And also their image and how they communicate, how they're communicating with others, and quite frankly, how they communicate with themselves.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
Short Cliff Notes?
It was perfect. It was perfect. And I also love the way that, you know, oftentimes we don't see our gifts, or maybe we take our own gifts for granted. And so others earlier on in your career kind of saw that you had that knack and you were a great storyteller and that you could be out and had the confidence, the natural confidence to stand there and be the face of the organization, and you went with it. And so that's awesome how like those initial leaps, uncomfortable leaps, turn into, you know, what we end up doing.
That's so true. And when I was little, I remember giving my first talk in church. And I mean, I was probably 4 years old, and I could not say the word ambulance to save my life. And there's still some words that I trip over, and my kids give me great grief over that. But yeah, it is kind of interesting.
Yeah, I love that. All right. So in the space that you are in right now, I love, and of course, I love the show all about interrupting the status quo. And I love the fact that you asked that question at the end of every episode. Have you ever been interrupted? And so for those of you who are completely new or who don't know, Linda is someone who I met through, this time it wasn't through LinkedIn, believe it or not, audience, I know, gasp, but I was actually working with a service to help me get on podcasts, and they reached out to Linda and we connected, and we've had multiple conversations since then. We've shared guests and whatnot. And so, you know, no, it didn't go the normal LinkedIn route of most of my guests on here, but it still goes to show how, you know, I didn't just leave it at the connection of, okay, I was on her show and that was it. I've been intentional. We've been intentional about building this relationship over the last year or so. So I just had to, share that I am living, I'm walking the talk, if you will. I think that's how you say it. So Linda, as we think about branding, right? Obviously this is navigating networks, all about networking. We both know that part of, or one of the stumbling blocks for people to even get comfortable or step into that space or mindset around networking, they have to feel, first of all, comfortable with who they are, to feel comfortable with whatever their messaging is about who they are, how they're going to present themselves, and then get to that place where they're over the fear of sharing it with other people and, you know, not really caring how other people perceive it. So since you are at the tail end of that process, tell us a little bit about how you help others really break through some of those fears, break through some of those, that internal chatter that is just like, I don't have anything to say. I don't know what to say. I don't know how to position myself. I don't even know who I am.
That is an awesome question, because I think that's a lot of times we then compare ourselves to other people or what we see as their perceived strengths or worst day. And we compare that, we compare their best days to our worst days. And so I think comparison is a big aspect. Also imposter syndrome, right? Eva, what do I know? What do I have to contribute? And I think that what we all have to realize is that we're all walking in our own shoes and we have our own path, and we have specific lessons that are teaching each one of us individual things, and that how we react to those lessons. And so what I would encourage, and what I encourage those that I work with to do, is to really lean into the experiences that they have, the challenges that they've had, the things that they've had to overcome. And by doing that, you begin to build that confidence of, hey, you know what? I have something to say. I have something to share. I have something to give. And I think that is really the step to kind of uncovering that for the individual.
I agree. And I think also too, we as women, because we're so amazing, we often take for granted our amazingness, because it's this assumption or this perception that everybody does this. Everybody knows this. I was talking to someone not too long ago, and I was telling them that the way that I built out my marketing strategy for the entire year, you know, a bulk of that is going to be talking about networking. Mm-hmm. And then I was just like, oh my gosh, Sabine, first of all, can you really talk about networking for 5 to 6 months? And then secondly, do people even want to hear about networking? Like, is there anything new? And it's, I kid you not, it every week somebody was just like, oh my gosh, yes, that's exactly what I was looking for. While you may think that what you know is common knowledge, or what you have to offer, other people have to offer. Yes, there are actual trainers on LinkedIn. I am not a LinkedIn trainer. I just use the tool, right? There are people who are really skilled in this and they use it at various levels. But yet the truth is, it's something that I know. It's something that I'm good at. I've been successful with. I'm still learning in a lot of ways and capacities. Like, there are things that I test and I try, but like, it's that willingness to just talk about it, that willingness to position yourself as an expert in that space, regardless of whether there's a million other people who can have that same conversation or share that same information. The difference is, it's coming from me. And it's coming from my lived experiences, whereas someone else may have different lived experiences. So I think I'm glad that you brought up the piece about being mindful not to compare ourselves, not only to where somebody is, but not compare ourselves and say, okay, well, I know this, a million other people know that, so it's not valuable. A million other people haven't walked in your shoes.
Yeah, that's so true. And I love that you found that from that, because when I put on my first seminar, I remember speaking to one of my mentors, coaches at the time. I'm like, well who's going to want to come? He was like, Linda, you have something to share that's going to enrich people's lives. And then he also turned it around in this. He said, you know what? If you are holding that back, you're being selfish because you're not giving someone an opportunity to take that nugget and grow in their own life. Well, of course, because I'm a people pleaser and I'm like, well, I don't want to do that. So, yeah, but it can be, you know, we have to get out of our own head trash and kind of, you know, put that away and say, hey, I have this strength, and stand in that strength and stand in that power.
Yeah. And the truth is, we only build confidence through practice, right? Through action. I have yet to meet anyone who said, I did it the first time and it was amazing, right? Like, you hear even like a Michael Jordan, right? He talks about how many shots he's taken to get those winning shots. Steph Curry, right? How many shots? Thomas Edison, I have not failed 10,000 times. I found 10,000 ways that don't work. And so it's almost like, if you never take that first step, if you've never like put yourself out there, you're going to always be at shot number one or step number one. It's practice. What you see for the people who, especially for me, you, I mean, I know you've been podcasting a while. I've been podcasting a while. The first time, like the first couple of times, I was just like, okay, we're not doing video. Right? It's going to be audio only. Then I started recording video with guests, right? So it takes time to build that up. So for those of you who are listening, hopefully you're giving yourself some grace, but also this is that kick in the butt, as Linda's friend said, hey, don't be selfish. Don't be selfish with what you know. Don't be selfish with who you are. Share it with the world.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And because we all benefit. We all lift together. I worked with an individual that many, many, many years ago that quite frankly, you know, this is my mind. This is my mind, my fiefdom, right? And I learned through that experience that if we seek each other's interests, the pie doesn't get smaller. It actually gets bigger. And it seems counterintuitive, but that's the law. There's a law that goes with that. So again, that contribution. So you who are listening, watching, you have a contribution to the world, and we need to hear that.
Yes, we do. We need to hear it. We need to see it. We need to read it. However, whatever your creative outlet is, put it out there. So switching gears just slightly as it relates to, you know, branding, obviously, when we think about branding, like, some people can get into like the aesthetics of branding and how you look, what your colors are, and all this other stuff. But we know that essentially the impact of any type of branding, whether it's conscious or unconscious, is really around what others are saying, right? Based on how you're showing up, what are other people saying? How are they describing you? I had this one example that came up last night I'm a partner for Predictive Index. And so it's a tool that I use to help organizations really optimize their talent. And the CEO had posted something a while back where it was just like the front of your shirt, the front of your t-shirt, it's all of your accolades, right? Like your education, your years of experience, the big, you know, companies that you've worked with and all this other stuff. But then on the back side of the t-shirt are the things that people say about you, right? Like, oh, his breath stinks, or he's not nice, or da 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 da, right? And so oftentimes we can't mm-hmm. see what's on the back of that t-shirt, but everyone else does. So as it relates to personal branding, how do we get to a place where what we believe that we're putting out on the front side of the t-shirt is also being reflected back to us through others on the back side of the shirt?
Well, I think the biggest aspect is that how do people feel when you leave them? So when you have an interaction with someone and they feel, I use this word a lot because it is part of my brand, energized. And I call it this energy transference, where basically, you know, you talk to that individual that you're like, wow, I never thought of it that way. And then you have another stimulating conversation and it just kind of builds on, and you learn from, and you're like, wow, this is so interesting. And it's opening my mind and it's teaching me. And if you can have those kinds of conversations, it's really at the end of the day, how do people feel once they've experienced you? And so if they feel uplifted, empowered, meaning they feel like you were genuine with them, then guess what? The back of your shirt is going to say some positive things. Is, you know, they're a kind person. They had my interests at heart. It wasn't all about them. It was, it was about me. And I think that's really, at the end of the day, it comes down to our behavior.
Yeah. I love the way that you said it, because it's really not about what people say, but really how do people feel? And that's something that, to your point, it is an energy transfer, right? But I don't know, as I'm thinking about people that I may have engaged with, and after leaving their presence, or even on Zoom, because you can feel it through Zoom too, where you just feel drained, where you just feel emotionally, physically, whatever you name it, drained. How can someone who is operating that level of energy, if you will, or if that's their brand, how do they recognize that? Like, what are some of the things that would be obvious to them to see, like, okay, that person kind of got off the call or walked away looking less energized than they did when they started?
That's a really great question. And one of the things that, as a coach, in the training that I've had it as a coach, is you meet people whatever their energy is. And your goal is to help raise that energy. So if I can help bring someone's energy up just kind of another notch, then I've done my job. And so sometimes, you know, I think on the flip side too, you may have met those individuals that are like, wow, they're like, we are out there. And you're like, ooh, okay, you're a little scary right now. And so, but again, it's that mirror and match. And yes, there are some people that should actually have a warning label on them. That exists. I hope and pray that people haven't said that about me. That's on the back of my t-shirt. But there may be times, perhaps my children have put a warning on there occasionally too, is, you know, don't mess with mama, or, you know, don't mess in her organization because she's a nerd in that way. But there's still an opportunity. Again, we're all human, and giving people grace. And sometimes people aren't at their best. And you know what? That's okay too. And I think that comes down to, what is your outlook on other people? And if you can change your outlook to a point where, you know what, they're probably just trying the best that they know how in this given circumstances, then I can give them some grace for that. Because really, again, it's not about me, it's about them. And the more that you can turn your focus outside of you, and again, lift, empower, serve, That is what servant leadership is all about. Those are the best leaders. Those are the people that we want to follow. Those are the people that we want to engage in, that we want to learn from and rub shoulders from. And that really, to me, is the essence. I, you know, first, when I first started as an entrepreneur, I gave a seminar and talked about the seminar a lot. And it's in my book, Beyond the Close, where there's pretty much three major things that create someone's personal image. And that is their appearance, their behavior, and the way they communicate. And so that behavior is B. So it was the ABCs, right, of image. And that behavior is so critical. And your words are so critical. You can lift your tongue, and the words that you have great power. They can either cut someone down or they can lift and help heal. And so the behavior is just a really important aspect.
Oh, I love that. And so for those of you who are listening, if you didn't take notes, it is your appearance, your behavior, and the way you communicate. So those are the ABCs. Thank you for dropping that nugget of wisdom there. As we're in the space, I keep saying it, and I know people are tired of hearing it. The world is opening up, or the world has opened up. More people are going outside than they did in the past, whether that be through, you know, large conferences, local networking, a lot of communities who had to go online. They are now meeting in person on a regular basis. And so now I feel like there is a plethora of things and places that you can be meeting new people and gravitating towards that. So from both a branding perspective and a networking perspective, what advice would you give now that we're in whatever this new way of networking or building relationships? What are some of the things that you're seeing that are working and are really different than what we used to do pre-COVID?
So pre-COVID. So one of the things that in a person-to-person networking situation is the loss of the handshake. So that's been one of the, you know, major, I think. And quite frankly, I think that's sad because I think human contact is still very important. So it becomes even more critical when you are in a networking space. And if you're not feeling comfortable shaking somebody's hand, that you're certain to make eye contact with them. And a smile opens up and creates warmth. So as open as you can be in your body language and your nonverbal communication, then your ability to network will be empowered. But really the key to that is see how you can serve, see how you can help, see how you can assist. And again, turn that focus from me, 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 and what I'm getting from this to, oh, you know what? That looks like a job that needs to be done. I think I can go ask someone if I can help them with that. And that will continue to build basically your social capital within whoever it is that you're networking with. So that would be one thing that I would suggest. And then online, the same sort of thing occurs, is sharing things that will help others and lift them, and notice and acknowledge celebrations and fulfillment. I mean, one little tip that I had learned with regard to especially LinkedIn, you know, it comes up and it says someone's birthday or someone's anniversary, is create a little video as a happy anniversary, happy birthday, because that will make you stand out. Not everybody's doing that. Yeah, they may automatically hit, you know, congratulations on that work anniversary, and, you know, the things that pop up for you, great. But if you went to the extra step to make a little video and shoot it up, powerful. And that, to me, I've done that and I've seen how that continues to strengthen the relationship. And that's really the goal, is to strengthen the relationship, be in the room to see if there's something that you can do to serve. And as you're in that room seeking to help them, it's amazing then what will come back. That gift, you know, that law of reciprocity comes back threefold.
Yes, I love that. And just a couple thoughts as you're talking about the video, like the birthday or the anniversary video. I've never thought to do that on LinkedIn, just because they make it so easy where you can do the like words right there. But there is this lady on Facebook of all platforms every year. I mean, I'm assuming she does it at the beginning of the year, but every year her and her daughter are on a video and she sends it to me and they're singing happy birthday. obviously she's not singing Happy Birthday, Sabine. They kind of like modified it. But I believe that like she sends this to all of her Facebook friends whenever there's a birthday. And so there, I've never met this lady. We've never even mm-hmm. really had a conversation other than the exchanges of thank you. That's so thoughtful. But literally the one person I can count on every year to send me a video, happy birthday. I am going to leverage that now on LinkedIn. Thank you for that. And hopefully for those of you listening, you caught that tip. And then the other piece that you said is so profound and something that I think we've taken for granted is the loss of the handshake and the human touch and the communal nature of who we are. I was at an event earlier this week, and of course it never even crossed my mind not to shake somebody's hand and say, hey, I'm Sabine. Minus the time that I was eating and I was just like, yeah, I'm eating right now. I'm definitely not touching your hand. But you're right. Like that is such a crucial part of making a connection with another human being. And so if that's missing, we have to find a way to, I don't want to say compensate for it, but you know, to replace it in a way that is authentic and feels genuine and really creates that bind. So that's an amazing, call out that I hadn't even considered.
Yeah. So those are kind of my main thoughts with regard to networking. And I know the other thing too, I would encourage, you've been to events, I'm certain that you've seen individuals from the same company or individuals that were friends. They all kind of go together because we're more comfortable with who we know, who our tribe is, right? Mm-hmm. But guess what? The opportunity happens outside of us. Life happens outside of us. You know, think about the fact that when you're being carried in the womb, life was happening outside of you. And that's where we grow, is we swallow a little bit of courage and step out of ourselves and sit next to someone or speak to someone that we've never spoken to before, because it's through these connections, it's through this engagement with other people and getting interested about other people where, quite frankly, our needs are going to be met. And so it's just stepping outside of ourselves is really the key.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So let's talk about LinkedIn. And I'm going to bring up a post that you had not too long ago that I thought, okay, this is a brilliant way of leveraging the platform, gaining support in terms of, you know, what it is that you needed, you're asking support for, but also to get people to rally behind you. And so Linda is back in school. She is completing her degree. Kudos, given everything else that is on her plate. And she, I believe you had like a homework assignment or a project that you were working on. It's funny to say homework assignment.
my life.
But yeah, you were working on something and you needed to interview others, and you put it out there on LinkedIn, and it was like the most genuine, like kid-like post, you know, asking for permission, but also sharing with the world this major milestone that you had embarked on. And the number of people, of course, you know, I was quick to be like, oh my gosh, congratulations, Linda. But I did it for two reasons. I already knew that you were in school, but I also wanted to comment and share and show that support so that my network would see it as well. And then over time, like I just saw like this spiraling of like people like, kudos to you, congrats, I'll sign up, I'll register, let me know what you need. And it was just like, this was the very like perfect example of networking or building relationships without even intentionally trying to do it for, well, I mean, I guess you were trying to get something out of it, but I feel like what you got was 10 times more than the original absolutely.
Ask. Yeah. Absolutely. In fact, it was a survey that I needed to have complete that was due. It was a homework assignment. And I was like, just a few people. And I had sent it out to my list. And I have, to, you know, marketing I am not a great marketer. I am the first to admit that. But my husband was like, well, send out another email. And again, that fear of, oh, I don't want to bug people, right? But I had like just a few more. And he's like, well, just go to, you know, so-and-so will fill this out, you know, the survey out. And so I had sent a private email. And then I just had kept feeling like, you know, I just throw it out on social media, and he literally came home from work. I'm like, okay, I'm going to beg. And I had just gotten done speaking at three different events. And so that's what that picture was me begging. And I fortunately, that night, by the time I went to bed, I had those last few that I needed for the project. And then I checked in the next morning and it had exploded by 5 times. And then the next week, it was 150 times more that it exploded. I mean, it was phenomenal, that the support that came in on that survey. And that was it's very humbling. And I have to admit too, Sabine, because I have been blessed throughout my career, been very blessed in my career. I had not finished school. I had married very young. And in fact, we're getting ready to celebrate our 40th anniversary this next month.
Congrats.
And I met him at 17 when I was in college. And then we got married and I never finished. And so, I mean, I've never hid that, but I haven't led with that. And so there was a part of me that really didn't know if I really wanted to tell people I was doing this. A couple of reasons. What if I fizzle out? So that was one. And then two, to just, you know, bring it out to the world's attention. You know, I don't have a degree. You know, I mean, how does that look? So it was a very humbling experience to kind of put myself out there. But I realized that I need the moral support and the help, because it is hard. And my weeks kind of go like this. They start, you know, I'm like, okay, I'm excited. Then I start hitting the assignments. I'm like, am I nuts? What am I doing? And it's like this roller coaster of up until then I hand in the assignments, like, okay, whew, relief. And then, you know, I cross the fingers for then the grade. So yeah, anyway, it's been a journey, but you're so sweet and kind to have noticed that. Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And thank you so much for your vulnerability and sharing that. That took a lot of courage for you to do that. And perfect example of what we're talking about today. What we see, like, we have no idea what, you know, people have to fight through or work through within themselves to put themselves out there, but they do it. They do it every day. And so if anything, that example was just more of a like, go Linda, but you really, there was a life lesson in that as well. So thank you so much for sharing that. So as we kind of shift gears here, I know you're on the platform, you've been on the platform for a while as well. How do you leverage LinkedIn? And by the platform, I mean LinkedIn. How do you leverage LinkedIn, whether it be for your personal or business ventures?
You know, when I initially got on LinkedIn, which I believe it was in 2007. So that was a minute ago.
Me too.
Oh, really? Okay, great. And I did it, quite frankly, because I had, throughout my professional life, I've been blessed to meet and work with thousands. I mean, and I'm that's not an exaggeration, thousands of people. And I thought, oh, wow, I can re-reach out to them. This will be awesome. And it wasn't. There was no motive behind, other than I cared about him and I wanted to say, hey, and that was really my motive for getting on. So I guess, quite frankly, how I've leveraged LinkedIn is where I live now. I live in a very small town. We moved from Boca Raton, Florida, 8 years ago for my husband to take a position at the Federal Law Enforcement Center. And so I live in a little town that doesn't even have a stoplight. So LinkedIn for me gives me a place to talk to people. and to have that engagement, because it has been very lonely to be an empty nester, and it's not like I have a lot of networking opportunities where I'm at. I have a couple and I'm very thankful for those, but quite frankly, and the reason I ended up doing the show was it was a client of mine that pretty much engaged me, because he's a producer of podcasts. He said, hey, Linda, I want this women's leadership podcast to launch and I want you to host it. And I thought, okay, that'll give me an opportunity to talk to more people. And so that has been my main leverage is to talk to people and to stay connected and to support and help. And now I see it gives me an opportunity to find guests for the show, to have come on to the show. And it's an opportunity to stay connected to my clients and do a shout out for them and their celebrations and the things that they're doing. So that's how I've used it.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. So I want to be respectful of your time here. Move into the blitz session. There's three questions, 2 minutes. Are you up for it?
Okay. You bet, girl.
Okay.
Bring it on.
So knowing what you know today, given all of your experiences, both in the corporate space and entrepreneurship, everything that you've done, if you could go back to a younger version of Linda and give her a critical piece of advice, what would that be?
Ask for what you want. And get rid of the self-doubt and find champions. Be more aware of what that and who they can possibly be, and really stay in that strength of who you are and what you know about yourself.
Oh, I love that. Ask for you what you want. Like that enough was a mic drop moment. Okay. So as we look ahead and you have done all this work, you've impacted all these lives, and you're looking at your life and everything that you've done, what do you want the narrative to be?
That's a great question too. I want the narrative that people will walk away from experiencing me feeling better than when they first came to me. That is my goal.
I love that. I love that. And then lastly, because I believe leaders are readers, is there a book or maybe a couple of books that have been pivotal for you in your development, either personal or professional?
Atomic Habits is kind of a book I've been really leaning into recently, mm-hmm. and I have read it like not just once, not twice, multiple times. That is a major book. Also, the E-Myth Revisited has been a very powerful book for me too as an entrepreneur. So that, and then last but not least, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People is a book that I continue to go back to and refer to.
I mean, that one's a classic. Like talk about leaving a legacy. He has certainly left a legacy there. Atomic Habits is one of those books. I've listened to it on Audible twice. That is one that I plan to revisit at least once a year. I literally have quotes from the book there on my wall or on my board that I see on a regular basis. So thank you for that reminder. So for those who are listening and want to connect with you, they want to hear more about your podcast, the work that you do, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
Well, if you're on LinkedIn, it's LH Yates or Linda H Yates. You'll find me on LinkedIn. So that's a great place. And then my website is Linda with an I, middle initial H, like happy, and Yates, YATES.com. LindaHYates.com.
Awesome. So we will include the link to your LinkedIn as well as your website in the show notes for those of you who are listening in on the podcast. And when you connect with Linda, be sure to tell her that you heard her on the Power, Purpose, and Prosperity podcast so that she knows it's okay to accept it. And then again, as I've shared before, don't just leave it as sending a connection request, right? Have a conversation, build a relationship. Let this be the start of something that is long-term for you as well. And so with that, Linda, thank you so much for coming on the show, sharing your wisdom, for your vulnerability and your honesty. Before I let you go, are there any parting words? Is there any last words of wisdom that you want to share?
I truly believe that you, each one of you, Sabine as well, have strengths that you haven't uncovered, that there are possibilities for you to realize so that you can accomplish not just your goals, but your dreams. For I truly know, I'm a faith-based person that with God, nothing is impossible. And that would be my parting word.
I love it. Nothing else needs to be said. With that, thank you so much, Linda. For those of you who are listening, tuning in, thank you for tuning in this week. I will be back next week. I appreciate you tuning in and we will talk soon. Take care. Hope you enjoyed this week's episode. If you found today's conversation helpful or got a piece of insight that you plan to implement in your life, I'd love to hear from you. Connect with me on LinkedIn @Sabine Gideon and send me a message or feel free to leave a review on either Apple or Spotify. I also invite you to share this episode with anyone in your network, another powerhouse possibly, who you think might benefit from today's conversation. Lastly, as always, any links, any resources, or any upcoming training is included in the show notes, so be sure to check that before you leave today. Until we chat again, have a blessed and powerful week.